Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Squire Skimp's $1,000 damage suit trial got underway yesterday. Shortly after Squire had testified and the x-ray picture of his injured back had been exhibited, Lum very suddenly and mysteriously disappeared from the courthouse and hasn't been seen since. As we look in on the little community today, we find that the second day of the trial is over, and Abner and Grandpappy Spears are in their hotel room at the county seat.
I've heard all that, Grandpap, and I don't want to hear it no more.
Well, I believe it hits the truth, though, Abner. Old Lum seen how bad the trial was going again him and you, so he just taken his hat and skedaddled out of there.
I just can't hardly believe it.
Abner, you might just as well face the facts. And I don't know but what Lum didn't do the smart thing. Maybe you ought to do the same thing yourself. If you stay through the rest of the trial, you're going to the penitentiary just sure as the world.
Grandpap, now don't say that.
Well, things was going awful bad for you today in court. All them documents they was reading there, the ones you and Lum had signed.
Yeah, I know.
You ain't win no trial with that kind of evidence again you.
No, I reckon not.
Even your lawyer, Mr. DeLonges, is downright unencouraged, if you ask me.
He is, huh?
Told me himself that having Lum run out on you was the worst one thing that could have happened.
Well, I wanted him to postpone the trial, but they said long as me and Lum was partnership, they could run it with me there just as well.
Yes, sir, that Lum has ruined your case something wonderful. He's just the same as sending you to the penitentiary, is what he's doing.
Grandpap, don't sit there and tell me that all the time. Now, that's all I've heard from you all day. You're going to the penitentiary.
Well, I'm sorrowful if I've upset you, Abner. I know just how you feel. Fact is, I feel just the same way myself. But it's like I always say, Abner, you can't never tell about humans. No, sir, you never can tell about them. Now, you take, for instance, Arlo Wormley.
I don't want to hear about Arlo Wormley, Grandpap. I want to find Lum.
Well, Abner, we've looked every pigeon-toed place he is to look for him. Even called the sheriff and got him out looking.
I know it. But they must be somewhere else to look. He's bound to be somewhere. I wish we'd have never come here for this dead blame trial.
Well, you had to. You had to defend yourself.
Yeah, I know it. I bound you old Lum's laying out on the road hurt, Summers, or he'd be here.
Wait a minute. There's an ID right there. Now, if he's been hurt, there's more than likely taking him to a hospital.
Hospital? Oh, my goodness. I'd have feared of this.
So get on the phone there and call a hospital.
Well, we can't call him from here. The phone in the hotel room here is broke.
Broke?
Yeah, I was looking at it a while ago. It ain't got no crank on it. Must have broke off and got lost or something.
Wait a minute. I always knowed you was country, Abner, but I never knowed you was that country.
How?
That's the backwoodsiest thing I ever heard you say.
What's the matter?
The phones here don't have cranks on them. Just pick up the phone and the central girl starts talking to you.
They do?
Why, sure.
Dog is what they won't think of.
Go ahead and call a hospital. Ask them if Lum was brung in there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Bert, wait a minute, though. I don't know the ring over there.
Well, they don't have rings here, silly. You give them a long number.
How?
The numbers is all listed in that book there, lay inside the phone. See it there?
This one here?
Yeah, that one.
Well, I do know. I've been wondering what that thing was. Laid off to read it and just ain't got around to it.
Oh, it ain't interesting.
How come you to know all this, Grandpap?
I've traveled, Abner. I've been around. Don't forget I've been clean up into Missouri and back again. I know might not everything they is to know, you might say.
Well, now what do I look for in this book here?
Look for a hospital. Here, I'll find it for you. Takes a city feller to find stuff like this.
Well, just find Lum. That's all I ask you to do.
H.H. Harkness Hawkins.
Huh?
Hibbing. I wonder if that's any relay to old Sam Hibbing.
I don't know.
I know Sam's got a cousin in Odin, but his name's Woundsocket. Jepson D. Woundsocket. But this here says E.J. Hibbing.
Grandpap, forget that and find the hospital.
Oh, yeah, hospital. H.O. Hallbrook, Holmes, Horner, Fossengelter. Lord, say such names. Fossengelter. Reckon what he looks like. Dungy's got short legs.
Grandpa, please find a hospital.
Oh, yeah, hospital. Here we are. Got two or three of them listed here.
Well, good. We call them all. What's the first one down there?
The A&M Canine Hospital, 647J.
Canine Hospital?
Yeah. Canine or something. C-A-N-I-N-E.
Hmm.
They got the curious names in this town. Ain't got no common ones like Wee Hunt and Seastrong.
Well, now, what do I do now? Just pick up a receiver and say that number?
Yeah, quick as a central girl asks you something, I tell her.
I'll try anything once. Here goes. Huh? Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. What'd you hang up for?
There's something wrong here, Grandpap. You told me the wrong thing. I got that feller that sits downstairs behind that desk there, the one that runs the hotel.
Oh, well, that's all right. It ain't nothing to be scared of.
Yes, it is. He's liable to throw us out of here.
Throw us out?
Why, sure, Lum taking all our money with him. We can't pay for this hotel room.
Oh, Mary Jiminy, that's right. I forgot about that.
Every time I walk through that lobby and pass him, I pull my hat clean down over my eyes so he won't recognize me.
Yeah, I recollect now we had to borrow money for our victuals today.
Why, sure.
I tell you what, pick up the phone again, Abner, and let on like we're rich.
Huh?
And I believe he'll let her stay here.
Like we're rich?
Yeah. Maybe in the meantime we can locate Lum.
Well, how do I let on like we're rich?
Oh, just make some rich remark.
Huh?
You know, like say, for instance, well, ask him if he can change a $100 bill for us.
We ain't got no $100 bill. I ain't even got 10 cents.
I know it, but he'll think we have. He'll say no, he can't, so then you ask him to connect you with the central girl.
Can he do that?
Oh, that's part of his job, I think.
And I hope this works, because I don't want to get towed out of here, I know that.
Well, don't worry. Go ahead and try.
All right. Hello? This is Mr. Peabody. Can you change a $100 bill for us? Huh? Oh, just a minute. Now, what do we do, Grandpap? He says he can change it.
Uh-oh. I hadn't figured on that. And let's see.
Huh?
I know. Tell him you made a mistake. Tell him it's a $1,000 bill.
Oh, yeah. Hello? I made a mistake. It's a $1,000 bill we want changed. Got so many of them, I couldn't hardly tell what it was at first.
That's the time. Act rich.
You can't, huh? Well, good. That's too bad. Say, will you connect me with the central girl? I want to call the A&M Canine Hospital and find out if they found...
Don't let him know Lum's gone.
Oh, well, I can't tell you what it's about exactly, I don't think. Yeah, all right. Much obliged.
Is he going to connect you?
Yeah. Say, can he hear what I'm saying to the hospital?
Oh, yeah, I reckon he can, but he's more likely to...
Wait a minute. Hello? Is this the central girl? Well, I want... What's that number, Grandpa?
647J.
674J.
Oh, 647J.
647J. Yes, Mom.
Hard to be bored for the sample.
Oh, because this is hard work. I believe it's a heap easier to just take hold of a crank and give the ring you want. Hello? Is this here the A&M Canine Hospital? Well, is Lum there? Lum. L-U-M. When did I what?
Chinese name.
I never brung him in there. Well, see, he disappeared yesterday, and we ain't saw him since, and I thought maybe he got hurt and somebody brung him in there.
Tell him to look real good at him. He might be unconscious, not be able to tell his own name.
Yeah, well, say, would you look real good there? He might be unconscientious.
Describe him. They don't know Lum by sight.
Yeah, I'll describe him to you. He's pretty tall, and he's kind of skinny.
Oh, yeah,
awful. And,
legs like ropes with... Not
his hair is sort of gray, a little darker along the top, I reckon. Mom? Why, sure he's got a collar on. Or leastways he had one when he left. Oh, yeah, well, just a minute. Yeah, just a minute. Grandpap, what breed would you say Lum was?
Breed?
That's what she wants to know.
Oh, I don't know. He ain't a Choctaw, I know. It means Indian, I think.
Huh?
I know half-breed means half-Indian.
Well, Lum ain't no Indian, I don't think.
No. Tell him no.
Hello?
Answer's no.
He ain't no breed at all. Well, no, I wouldn't call him that. Well, he's a high-class cultured, I reckon. And he's got a mustache. Sure he's got a mustache. What's wrong with that? Mom? Oh, well, all right.
What's the trouble now, Emma?
Why, she's going to let me talk to some doctor there, say she can't follow me.
Well, it's hard to get good, smart help these days,
yeah,
I reckon.
I don't know what's wrong.
I know
with
that's
it.
So.
Grandpap, I keep hearing some clicking like somebody's listening in on this thing here.
Well, it might be the fella downstairs, but I've got to find out.
Hello? Yeah, hello, Doc. Well, you see, Doc, Lum left here yesterday morning, and he ain't showed up at our hotel room since. Huh? Yeah, he's staying in the hotel room.
Of course he is. What do you think?
Why, no, they don't care. Fact is, he's the one that signed up for the room. Oh, sure he can write. Fact is, he can write his whole name without hardly lolling his tongue out at all here lately. Yeah.
Hey, Abner, somebody at the door.
Oh, well, go talk to him, Grandpa. It's more like
I don't
want
to talk to him.
Well, go see who it is. I'm busy. Excuse me. It might be our lawyer and seeing if Lum showed up
yet.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
Excuse me if you're interrupting, Doc. I was talking to another fella here. Well, now, wait a minute, Doc. Don't hang up. Well, I ain't trying to fool you. I'm serious about this. Well, I got to find Lum because he's got all our money. Why, he's carrying it in his pants pocket, I reckon. Why, of course he's got pants on. Don't think he'd run around town without them, do you?
Hey, Abner,
why, sure.
Abner, hang up the phone. We got to pack up.
Huh?
That was the hotel clerk. He says we got to get out of here.
Get out? Didn't that idea about being rich work?
Yeah, that worked all right.
Well, what's wrong then?
I don't know. I can't understand it, but he says he don't care how rich we are. He says we can't keep no dogs in his hotel here.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.